driving around southeast Nigeria, examples of soil erosion at its worst are a common sight. Deep gullies, washed away homes, bridges, and roads are hard to ignore. Anambra is easily the worst affected state in the region. The state environment commissioner, Michael Egbibike, speaks to VOA.
The nature of the soil we have in the state, climatic conditions make Anambra one of the worst hit areas when it comes to erosion. It is on record that we have more than 1,000 erosion sites in this state. More than 500 is active. I should call this a major disaster in Anambra State, and that's what we're dealing with here.
Residents say the 50-year-old problem has grown worse because the authorities failed to make repairs when their attention was drawn to it at the onset. Several other factors have combined to amplify the severity of the erosion. According to Environment Commissioner Egbibike, local residents have also contributed to the problem.
Some of the problem of erosion is created by our people, by our attitude to waste disposal. When we dump garbage in the drains that are built by government, we simply aggravate the problem of erosion. And this waste combined with the force of the flood and try to erode the soil. And sometimes they actually block the channel that has been created for flood dispersion. And this flood comes back and actually destroys their homes. And at that point, they now call on the government.
Idiani, a small community in Anambra State, has seen enormous damage to its homes, crops, and infrastructure. The villagers also risk being swept to their death by flood water during the rainy season. Village head Harrison Okoye describes the devastating effect of gully erosion.
My village town hall built with a huge sum of money have been swallowed, and then a lot of economic trees gone. My Anglican church is at the verge of going. Even one man from Iboku, after going to wedding also with the wife, see the volume of water, he stopped his car to see the depth so that he would know how to pass. As soon as he stepped down, he was swept off to the stream down there, and that's the end of the man.
Environmentalists warn once it takes hold, it becomes a losing battle to reverse landslides and degradation. In neighboring Abatete, residents, including Efobi Okeke, are not giving up on their homes and community.
Usually, you cannot fold your hands and get your house being carried away into gullies. So people are making effort on their own, but the situation is such that individuals cannot handle it alone.
A recent geological study of the environmental degradation in Anambra reported it will cost about $2 billion to address the gully erosion problem in the area. Environment Commissioner Egbibike says funding is critical and appeals for international help to deal with the situation.
We have a shortage of resources. The state is struggling because the money spent on these erosion problems are huge sums of money. So we would, of course, need a lot of help from the international community and from the federal government. Alone, it would be a Herculean task for Anambra State.
In the meantime, Abatete and Idiani residents, like others across the southeast, are clinging to the loss of their homes, even as erosion continues its unstoppable conquest across the region. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.